Bezras Hashem Yisparich, the halacha topic from Daf Samach Gimel is a fascinating one, and that is the halacha of a soldier going out in a Rishus HaRabim carrying a gun in an instance where there isn't a fear of Pikuach Nefesh. For those of you who are listening in Chutz Laretz, many of you Baruch Hashem Benzocha to come to Artzeinu HaKadosha many times, but nevertheless, the notion of life with a gun, as if it is a standard part of one's dress, is something that's difficult to adjust to. In fact, that perception at first glance seems to be the position of the Mishnah as well, according to the Chachamim. And that's the ruling in Shulchan Aruch. Let's remind ourselves, the Mishnah Samach Gimel Amid Aleph had told us, Lotz Yetze Yish Lo B'Sayiv, Lo B'Keshes, Lo B'Tris, Lo B'Alev, Lo B'Romach. All of these things are military equipment, if you will. V'im Yotze Chayiv Chatos. Why? Because it's a Masoi. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Tachshit in Hain. Rabbi Eliezer says, we view it as a Tachshit. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim Marim Eino Elo L'Gnai. It's not something that a person should show off. It's not something that makes a person look more beautiful. And this is how we paskin. And the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Lo Yisa Goy Al Goy Cherev. We don't take pride, unlike many of those in Gaza and in the West Bank and in other Middle Eastern countries and the Al-Qaeda terrorists in the world. Guns are not our pride. And it's not a tachshit. This position of the Chachamim is followed in Shulchan Aruch as well, where in Simin Shin Aleph Siv Zayin, the Mechaber quotes our Mishnah verbatim and concludes Vim Yotza Chayiv Chatas, as our Mishnah concludes as well. However, there are many who point out that the Aruch HaShulchan seems to understand that this halacha was said in regards to someone who is not a soldier, someone who wants to adorn himself. So for that individual, that's not a tachshit, that's a masui, even if he thinks dressing up as a warrior is something nice. But what happens if he's a soldier, and that's part of his dress? Take a listen over here to the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch HaShulchan, excuse me, in Simin Shin Aleph Sif Nun Aleph. He starts predictably, Lo Yetze Ish Lo B'Saif Afil Chogur B'Masnov, V'Lo B'Keshes, etc., V'Lo B'Tris, etc., V'Lo B'Romach, Sheno Sosem B'Tzad HaGuf, K'Derech Balei Mechama. Can't take out a sword and put it on the side like a warrior. V'im Yotze Chayiv Chatos. Here is the diuk. Shedvarim Eilu Einam Tachshitin Be'etzem Ela Balei Mechama. They are not a tachshit except for those who are actual soldiers. Sharei Hain Kibgodov. It's not a tachshit, but it becomes part of his clothing. Hence, many are medayik that the Aruch HaShulchan over here seems to be saying that a gun is part of a soldier's begadim. This position is quoted by Rav Nevensal along with opposing positions, but usually a far-out cheater of Nevensal does not give credence to, and here he does not entirely reject it. In Simin Shin Aleph Siv Zayin in the Beitzchak Yikare, Rav Nevensal adds that this is on condition that the magazine has bullets in it, because otherwise it's a toy gun, and we don't believe that guns are a tachshit. But if he goes out the way a soldier normally goes out with his gun, and Rav Nevensal adds, even though a soldier here in Eretz Yisrael, according to the laws of the army, Tzahal, a soldier does not have to wear his gun with him. Nevertheless, it is normal and is considered, according to lenient opinions, a beged, like the position here quoted by the Aruch HaShulchan. This is also the Pashas of the Chalkas Yaakov in Chelek Aleph Simin Samach Zayin. Nevertheless, even though Rav Nevensal himself says that there is room to this position, he concludes, V'yesh osrim, there are some who prohibit. And it's interesting here that the source of the prohibitors is actually another contemporary posek, and that is Chacham Avadi Yosef Shlita, and it's written in his svarim, in his son's svarim, and I heard it from his son, the Rav of Chalon. It is interesting that Chacham Avadia mentions the Aruch HaShulchan in a tshuva on a different topic, which is a fascinating topic in its own right, about taking a soldier, taking his gun in, with him into shul, that is also a shaila. In Chelek Hei Simen Yuches, he mentions the Aruch HaShulchan's position and says he's not sure that the Aruch HaShulchan is correct. But it seems to be, from hearing from his son, as well as his other son, Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, in the Yalkut Yosef, it seems to be quite clear that they feel strongly that this heter would not apply. The reason being, it seems to be quite clear as well on the other side, and that is that if the Mishnah expressly prohibits, the Aruch HaShulchan came along and introduced a new concept that is not clear from our Gemara itself. It is interesting to note that Rav Nevensal, even though in the Biyitzchak Yikare quotes both opinions, when I was zoche to learn from him this halach and Shulchan Aruch in the 15 minutes I have a day, it was a couple of years ago that we were doing Simin Shin Aleph, I have jotted down in my notes that he said expressly, as he reads the Shulchan Aruch, he makes quick ha'oras, and I tried to keep up by jotting them down. The words were, Magain l'chayal, a bulletproof vest, for example, for a soldier, derech malbush. That for sure is derech malbush. So Rav Nevensal did not discuss at that time a gun, but he said a bulletproof vest is clearly derech malbush. For an average person, a bulletproof vest would not be considered derech malbush. However, the understanding is that the malbush of a soldier is different. Hence, there were two different opinions in regards to whether a gun is considered also the malbush of a soldier who is on duty. Of course, it cannot be overemphasized that all of these discussions were only in instances where there wasn't a clear fear of pikuach nefesh. However, if there's any fear of chas v'chalil, a terrorist attack, or any other security measures that are legitimate and are significant, then of course it would be a mitzvah for a soldier to carry his weaponry, as we call it here, his neshek. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Samach Gimel.